While we were in Northern Ireland just last week, Ewan drove to the North Coast to meet an expert animal handler. Now, she may be an expert, but she was tremendously young, 14 years old. Shannon Conn is not just an unlikely sheepdog handler, but a rather brilliant one. And trial judge, as trial judge Colette McAllister explained.
So we're basically looking at the field here and the sheep and the dog bill in front of us. In terms of being out here, the last time I was at Ballymacloury, we were actually judging a trial. So what you're looking for is your outrun, lift and fetch, your drive, your shed and pen.
Now, there's a lot of people who will have no idea what that means. Well, but we're going to explain it in simple terms.
The outrun, which is where you send the dog out to gather the sheep. The lift is when you lift them off and they just start to walk. The fetch would be when you bring the sheep down to your feet and you put them through two gates. And then the drive is the hardest part because the dog's natural instinct is to bring the sheep to you. The drive is you drive them away from you. And the drive consists of the drive away from you, the cross drive, which is across the field, and back to the pen. The pen would be just to put them basically into the pen.
Well, that's a bit we're going to do today, because these sheep are still training. The dog very much, Bill very much not training. but we're just going to try and put them into the pen. But first of all, why sheepdog trials? I mean, what's the attraction for you?
Attraction for me would just be the bond with your dog that you have, and then you work as a team, basically, to put the sheep around the course and pen them, shed them. It's just a team effort.
This is a terrible thing to ask, but I'm a reporter and I ask stupid questions. Certainly in Scotland, it's very much a male-dominated sport. I mean, here we have two girls doing it. I mean, is that the norm?
I would say probably not, but for myself anyway, the most impressive person I see out in the field regularly would be Shannon. Shannon's only 14 years old. She's been in young handlers, one man and his dog, and whenever you're at the competitions, she can hold her own completely. And
well, I had a wee sneak look in your sideboard as I came past the lounge and it is dripping with silverware. You're obviously pretty damn good.
Well, I don't know about that. But
save your blushes.
I will definitely boast for her. She is fantastic.
And it's got a kind of celebrity status now, isn't it?
Yes, well, if you're good enough and you qualify for the national and get through to the international, which is against England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, you can go through to America, like teach people over there just about how to work your dogs and everything.
So you're quite excited.
Yeah, well, I would.
The potential is massive.
Yeah, if you're good enough, you can get anywhere, basically. You train, train, train.
Right, okay, so you've got how many sheep there? I don't know, 15?
15 or so.
Good guess, Ewan. Okay, so you're going to try and get four of them into that pen, is that
four,
correct?
Four, right, okay.
So on a good day, how long would that take you?
On a good day, after you finish a drive and you settle yourself and you put them in gently, it could take about 20 seconds, but on a bad day, you could stand there for minutes trying to put them in.
So how long would it take you on a good day?
Oh, no, I just stand and judge them, so for me, it's literally watching them all and seeing how they can handle it. And then in terms of points, then it would be 10 for the shed and then 10 for the pen.
So you're going to judge her just now?
I judged her here recently and she was fantastic, so I'll definitely keep a eye on her here again.
But before we do that, is it difficult judging? Because you're out there on the own, and you know, and everybody thinks you're wrong, apart from the one person that wins.
Exactly, your favourite person that day. No, for me it's handy enough because I sit up beside my daddy, so I'm not too concerned about being incorrect, because he would definitely be keeping me on the straight and narrow. But it's a real learning curve, and I love it because each day is a new day, and you see different runs, and you know from there who's kind of doing it right and what you're looking
for.
So
he's tipping you the wink, is he?
Definitely.
So you're not getting these old mannies saying that girl knows nothing.
No, he definitely encourages me to have a go and to guess for myself, and then by the end of it was good. I kind of knew where I was going and how many points I was looking at.
Okay, no pressure.
Good luck,
you and Bill, I'll carry on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Way.
Well, Bill's off. Way round. It's lovely watching a dog like that, isn't it? Great.
Nothing quite like it.
So these are well-trained sheep. These are jumpy sheep.
Yeah, these would be sheep in training. So at the minute, they wouldn't be fantastic for a trial, but usually you would have a different bunch than this, but this is good for the dog.
Okay, so we're not running the clock yet. So once we've got the gate open.
Yeah, once we have the gate open, we can.
So do you get jealous how good she is?
Oh, I watch her and I'm like, you're a very inspiring young woman, but it's exactly what I love to see, young girls and women out in the fields and showing how much they can hold their own in terms of
especially
this competitive
field. Especially
a beautiful
summer's day like this.
Look where we are. Ballymacloury Farm is something else.
Shade of the cliffs.
Exactly. The sun's beating down.
There's something delightfully rural about it. So did you have to get just four in, or is
aye, so on the trial itself, usually it would be four, but there would be actually four out in the field, so at the minute she might struggle. These boys might all wish to go in together, but...
She's doing okay so far.
Yeah.
Oh. God, there's always one stubborn
boy. Yeah.
Here we go. It's just a great skill to have, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Right, Bill's got them nicely bunched up now. The gate's open. How's she doing so far?
Yeah, she's doing quite well. In terms of these sheep, they're very difficult to work with, so she's...
Difficult sheep?
Yeah.
Right, we get Bill round.
Yeah.
Oh, so close.
There you go.
God, they're making it hard work, aren't they?
Oh, aye.
There we go.
She's trying to make sure she gets four free, but she's got a couple more. There we are. A
couple of extras.
Yeah.
And that's it?
And that's it.
So what would you give her for that?
I suppose it would depend. In terms of the trial itself, it would be easier for her because there's four, so I can't go too hard on her when she's looking at about 15 sheep in training, but probably about 9 out of 10.
Is it a growing sport?
I think so. I think in Ireland there's definitely serious appetite for it, but in terms of young people, it's watching the likes of Shannon that would encourage others to give it a go themselves, you know? Because
it does suffer from that. I've said before, the old Manny image.
Exactly,
you've got
Alexis
Shannon out.
Yeah, she's, you know, the complete opposite. She's 14 years old and unbelievable.
Colette McAllister and Shannon Conn on the north coast of Ireland there. And as you were saying, there is a great video of that
she's
on our Facebook page.
A stunning part of the world as well. Just along the same sort of beaches you were surfing on last week. And it was just beautiful. I've never been up that coast before.
No. But it came as a complete surprise to me too, but it just, I mean, that beach particularly, Benone, 11 kilometres long, just, I mean, the fact you could drive down onto it and along, it's just, it took me by surprise how much of an outdoor place Northern Ireland was. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it was great. And the other thing, it reminded me, I was just talking to Claire, our producer, just now, what I love about the country, because I was coming out of Belfast, and suddenly you're in like more and more green fields, mm-hmm. and you just feel yourself relaxing. This, mm-hmm. you know, drinking it in.
Yeah.